monitoring.
KO4ULC, KB4CBA. How you doing, Alexander?
I'm good. How about yourself?
All right. I'm trying to get the FT8 up and running this morning.
Isn't that some kind of a digital mode?
Roger.
And I just wanted to make sure I have your name right. You are David, correct?
Hey, David, I've been called a lot worse.
Do you prefer David or Dave or what?
Prefer David.
So, how's that Mustang of yours doing?
It's just sitting in the garage wondering why I haven't driven it today.
So didn't you, if I'm remembering right, didn't you get like some kind of like turbo boost thingy for it for Christmas?
I wish. Yeah, I'd like to put a supercharger on it, but it costs about $5,500. That's just the parts. That's me putting it on. But no, it was a cold air intake. It's supposed to boost the horsepower by about 15 horsepower. It helps the engine breathe a little better and allows it to take in more air. And the filter is good for 100,000 miles.
So do you see like a difference after you put that on while driving it?
Well, the crazy thing is I haven't put it on yet.
Let me know, if you like it when you get it on. So anything else that you've been up to lately?
That's about it. We're preparing for my youngest son-in-law. His birthday's tomorrow. We're having his party here today and having lunch here, and so we're getting ready for that about 1 o'clock, and my daughter, his wife, wanted me to kind of redo this guitar she bought for him, so I cleaned up the electronics and put some new strings on it and shined it up, and I'll tell you, I'm kind of jealous that it really plays nice.
So I guess you play guitar then?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was about, 9, 10 years old.
My brother's been playing, been playing for about a year now. He's pretty good on the guitar, I haven't really had a desire to pick it up. I just kind of stick with the piano.
Playing piano. I'm not that good at it. I'm mostly chord and on the piano like I do guitar, and I can embellish that a little bit. Of course, I read music. I just playing piano involves a lot more dexterity, and then playing guitar can be frustrating though, but the main thing is to learn on a decent guitar. The one I learned on, the action was so high my fingers almost bled from having to push the strings down, and they were old strings, so they were just awful. And I was a kid, I couldn't afford strings for it, and my dad couldn't afford strings for it, so you take what you can get.
My brother, he started out on a Takamine, but I had one of those, and then also had a guitar that a grandfather bought me that I just never played, so he started playing on that. Then he switched out the steel strings on one of the guitars for nylon strings, which, it's easier on your fingers, he says. So I don't I don't personally like the sound of nylon strings as much as the steel strings, but he said it's way easier to play this. He said the steel strings just really bother his fingers.
Nylon string guitars, really probably the guitar to learn on, just to learn the chords and even scales for that matter, but then you can go to a lightweight string, light gauge, actually they call it, string on a guitar, and you just got good action. What I mean by that is the strings are close to the fretboard. Electric's really easier to learn on than acoustic, because usually an acoustic, the strings are just a tad higher off the fretboard, but I tell you, once I started playing electric guitar, I thought I had died and gone to heaven, guitar heaven, because it's just easier. But I still play acoustic, and I have a Takamine acoustic electric I've had for probably 25 years. And it's burgundy, and it's got some pearl trim in it around the perimeter of the body of the guitar, around the sound hole, and you know, it's got its own built-in electronics and everything for the, so you can plug it in. It's a nice guitar.
Station ID. Yeah, that does sound like a nice guitar, you know. Besides piano, I play what's called a melodica. It's pretty much a small piano that you blow into. And then for Christmas, I got a kalimba, which is has metal keys. And it's not necessarily a well-known instrument, but, you know, I've kind of started, you know, trying to learn that. It's not hard at all.
Well, I've owned several keyboards down through the years, and just kind of moved up, and I guess I probably bought my last one. I can't remember the model number, but it's a Yamaha keyboard, but it's full-size keys, and 88 keys, and they're weighted, and it's... It'll do everything I can possibly ask, and even more. And I have all my instruments upstairs. I have my keyboard and guitar. I can hook them up to the computer, and I've got recording software. And so it's just a lot of fun to play around with all that stuff.
Keyboard just happened to be a portable Grand Yamaha?
It's a little more than that. It's got a ton of different sounds on it, and just all kinds of stuff. It's not a synthesizer, but it is a keyboard. I'm not really a synthesizer person, and but anyway, in fact, it's funny because I can use the same cable I'm using here coming out of my ICOM 7300 into my computer. I can plug it into the back of the keyboard and use the USB and plug into my computer upstairs. I have a PC down here, and I have a Mac upstairs, a mini Mac it's called, and it's the, I think it's the 800 series, it's the new series for Mac, it's called a mini Mac. It's not a, you know, it's not a complete computer, it's just made, it has limitations, but it's made for recording and stuff like that.
While you're recording, do you like putting any of your recordings online or anything?
No. I don't do that. I don't know. I might someday if I get good enough at it. The software I'm using I'm still learning. It's not easy to use. But it can do just about anything. It's just unbelievable what you can do once you get the sound, whatever you're recording, into a waveform. You can just do things to it that are just absolutely unbelievable.
You do some pretty cool things, you know. Our keyboard, you know, it has like recording stuff built into it, so you can, you know, kind of just record off the keyboard with different sounds, you know. Me and my brother played around some with that and, you know, just made some interesting songs, but the only problem is you can only record one sound at a time, and then you have to switch the sound, and you have to keep in sync with yourself. That way, otherwise, it, you know, sounds really bad.
KB4CBA. Yeah, you know, I can play back the first thing I've recorded, which is usually you record the percussion, and so that way you have a beat to follow, and then usually the bass line after that, and then you start adding other instruments, and voice is about the last thing you add, but you can wear headphones, that way you're only hearing you know, what you're recording, and everything else is playing through the speakers. So you can even have it like when you're doing voice, you're using a microphone, so you don't want everything playing through the speaker, so everything runs through the headphones. That way you can hear it, and then you can hear yourself singing too, to make sure you're, you know, with synced with everything else that's going on.
Pretty neat. So do you do like any like recording different instruments, and then you like sing along with it, and so you do any of that?
I'm at now, just still, like I said, just still learning the software, and I used to have Sound Booth, and it was pretty straightforward. This is this program's a little more complicated, and it's I'm not real tech savvy on computers, so it's kind of a learning curve for me.
Do you like the Sound Booth or this new software better?
Well, honestly, I like Sound Booth better because I'm comfortable with it, and it can make you pretty much do about anything you want to. The problem is, it's old, and and they don't make it for. Evidently, they don't make it for a Mac, and I don't even know if they make it for a PC anymore. But I still have it on this PC here that I'm using for FTA. I saw it the other day, and I brought back some memories. But anyway, well, that's a lot of fun. So what are you up to today?
I've been up to nothing much. I just unloaded my aunt's truck. They arrived Thursday, but you know, but there was a lot of stuff because, well, first I started from the beginning. So some of my relatives, both my relatives, you know, great uncle and great aunt, died in Cleveland, Ohio, about 3 weeks apart. And then, so, you know, they were up there sorting through everything, and, you know, they brought that down some stuff. So, you know, we were kind of sorting through everything today, and, you know, me and Nicholas got some, me and my brother got some, you know, collector's knives and a sword that they had hanging and, you know, a few other things.
Nice. Do you like, I guess I don't know any guy that doesn't like a sword or a knife. I guess I've carried a knife since I was a kid. We used to take them to school when I went to school because they didn't care back then, but not so much anymore.
I have to, you know, carry a pocket knife ever since about August, I've, you know, carried a pocket knife. And, of course, they were doing homeschool, so I can carry my pocket knife to school, because we're home. But, yeah, I pretty much always carry a knife.
I tell kids, my wife says, you got your knife? I said, I got my pants on, don't I?
The only time, like, I take it out is, you know, if I'm going to, like, maybe, like, a restaurant or, like, the mall, if I'm going to Walmart, you know, of course, I leave it there because, like, any, like, more public place, I normally take it out.
These people ask when you need it, you know, and so anyway, I've used mine for a good bit of stuff. I've never had to use it for self-defense, but anyway. I like it because it has a sharp tip, and then it's got a razor sharp blade, and then the last part of the blade is serrated right up to the toward hinges, and it's also a locking knife, and it's a real nice knife. I've carried it for several years, and you can just. It has a little thing on it, you can just flip it out with your finger, and it'll just come flying out and lock like a switchblade.
Very interesting, because my knife that I normally carry around is like almost the same design, you know, it's not expensive though, it's like cheap. Like Chinese knife that came like a Chinese survival kit, so I just carry it around because it's cheap and I don't really care if I bust it. So and it has like this, like the things like the, what you call it, like jaggedy edge at the end of the blade, and then you know it has a blade but and a point, but it's not very sharp, and it has like a little slip on the back of the knife that you can like slip a piece of string in. There's a blade in there you can like cut it, but yeah, it's pretty much, you know, all dented up because it's falling out of my pocket a good bit.
All right, well, it was good to talk to you. I'm going to bail out of here and see if I can figure out what's going on with my FT8. Every time it goes into transmit, it goes out of the data mode for some reason. And not sure what's going on. I rebooted the software. Well, I turned everything off and started over, and it's still doing the same thing, so I got to figure out what's going on.
Hopefully you can figure it out. You know, I once had some, trouble using Echolink, and when I went into the transmit, I was actually using the call ICQ function, and it went into another station, connected to the station. But I don't know if you've used Echolink, but the side that has all the stations, it wouldn't go away, so it was covering the transmit button, so I couldn't transmit back, and when I push it to get away, it just take me out of the whole app of Echolink. But after I recharged the iPad, it's now working fine, so, you know, just computers can be finicky sometimes.
Well, my saying is, technology's great when it works, you know? And then when it doesn't, I feel like just take a hammer to it, but anyway, that's just me. I get frustrated real easy with technology. Oh, me. But you have a good day, and it's good to talk to you. And I'll clear out here after your final KO4ULP, KB4CBA.
7-3, safe it is. Nice talking with you, and I hope you get that software figured out. KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.